Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, I did.
Started.
And so we are here this morning to help you get your day started, to help you get your week started, to keep you moving throughout the year, throughout your entire life. We are here to encourage compassionate living through a deeper understanding of the biblical text. I want you to know that my heart is excited, my soul is delighted, and my spirit is ignited to be with you on this morning. It is indeed a joy and a blessing to be able to share with you each and every Monday morning. We want to let you know that if you would like to call in during the live broadcast, you can contact us by dialing 347-850-8854. Again, that is 347-850-8854 during the live broadcast. But then if a different time would be more convenient for you, you can certainly listen 24/7 on the internet. The easiest way to find it is to go to my Facebook page under Alfie, A-L-F-I-E, Wines, W-I-N-E-S. But just so you know, it's also out there under my Facebook page for Gospel Jazz, also under my Facebook page for Living Water, Drinking Deeply. Also, just so you know, if it's more convenient for you, you can find us on LinkedIn. You can find us also on Twitter. And you can also find us on Google Plus. So either one of those, whichever is more convenient for you, the broadcast is available. Now, before we get started, if you'll give me just a moment.
Okay, I did.
All right, thank you so much for that. Every now and then my voice cracks or something. I know you know how that kind of thing is, and it takes me just a moment to refresh it. So at any rate, thank you so much for waiting just a few moments for that. You know, I think I mentioned last week that I am in the holiday spirit. And I am excited about that because, for me, between all of the things that go on in church, and for many years, of course, I was in school, and so things didn't really kind of start slowing down and to a point where I could really even think about the holidays, even think about Christmas. You know, I just couldn't even really focus on it because I had so much other you know, so many other responsibilities and so much going on. And so it would be, sometimes I hate to say it, but sometimes it would even be Christmas Eve or maybe Christmas Eve Eve before I really got in the swing of things for the holidays. But I want to say that this year I am excited because I am already in the Christmas spirit, already in the holiday spirit. I've been in it at least, well, over a week now, I know for sure by November 1st, for sure, and maybe even a few days before that. So I am excited just to be in the spirit of the holidays. I think someone asked me the other day, well, why do you think you're ready so early? And I think it's because I'm ready for that shift that goes on when we start moving toward the holidays, away from the what is for me totally nonstop busy time in the fall, especially in September and October. So, at any rate, I am already in the spirit of the holidays, and I have got Thanksgiving on my mind. And so, this morning, I want to talk with us a little bit about giving thanks in every situation, the power of giving thanks in every situation. Let me start this morning with the scripture so we'll have it in mind as we continue thinking about this. The passage comes from Philippians chapter 4, verses 4 through 9. Let me read those verses, and in some cases it stops at verse 8. So let me just read the passage. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers, whatever and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or worthy of praise, think about such things. Wow, what an uplifting passage of scripture. I want to remind us, though, that when Paul wrote these particular words, he was in prison. We're not sure where he was in prison. Scripture tells us he was in prison three different times in three different places, in Philippi, in Caesarea, as well as in Rome. So Scripture doesn't tell us exactly where he was, but he was imprisoned. And as we know, the gospel story, the biblical story, he paid a high price for being someone that God called to share the gospel, really begin sharing it around the world as it is recorded. Now, just for a moment, let me digress to make sure we understand that the scripture covers the spread of the gospel toward the West, but there are other stories and other traditions that come to us as well from other places, from the East and so forth, that are not necessarily recorded in the scripture. Of course, that's another topic, but I did want to mention that to be sure we kind of have that in the back of our minds. But this particular passage comes from Paul's ministry as he is spreading the word, spreading the gospel around the Mediterranean. And so here he is in prison writing this wonderful letter to the Philippians. It reminds me, of course, of the letter that Dr. King wrote when he too was imprisoned, and yet the pen of a person who is in prison can be so powerful and give us such wonderful legacies. Paul in his time, and Dr. King in his, and of course there are others as well. But just want to put those on our minds as well as we think about how it is that we can give thanks in every situation. Because we might imagine that being imprisoned in Paul's case would be a situation where the last thing that was on his mind was anything related to giving thanks. And yet the scripture tells us that that is exactly what he was able to do. Notice that he tells us not to be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and supplication. If you'll hold on again just for a moment.
Okay, I did.
Amen. Thank you for holding, Lord. Whatever that is that's tickling my throat this morning, I ask you to take it away and let me complete the broadcast on this morning. I'm sure you can hear the little bit of frog I have in my throat this morning, but at any rate, we will continue. As I was saying, Paul is in prison, and he is writing this wonderful letter, reminding people, reminding his readers, reminding his hearers, reminding his audience to give thanks in everything. What a wonderful way to relieve the stress in our lives. You know, we live in such a fast-paced, stressful life that it is very easy to let the things that we're dealing with, the issues, problems, and tribulations that we have, it is very easy to let those put us in a place of despair, put us in a pit, sometimes it's called. But I want to suggest that if we base our joy on our circumstances, because there is always something going on in our lives, something that we need to deal with, then we'll always be in a pit and we'll never be joyful at all. And certainly that is no way to live, but the way to live is in the spirit of joy and thanksgiving that Paul writes about. We are reminded, of course, simply by the writing, that it is easy to do this. It's easy to give thanks when things are going well in our lives. You know, the money is right, and you know, everything is wonderful at home, and relationships are right, and whatever you can think about, all the different areas of our lives, the health and everything else we can think about, everything is on the up and up, going well. But when we face the challenges in life, as I mentioned, it is so easy to move into that other place, of being in the pit. What we really know and understand about the difficulties in our lives is that they are a test of the depth of our faith. In terms of whether or not we are able to continue trusting God in the midst of those challenges, or whether we turn away from God, or sometimes question God. And God is able to handle all of that, by the way. If we look through the scriptures, we'll find that again and again, when people face difficulties, sometimes they did the same thing. Sometimes there was questioning. Sometimes there might even have been turning away. But ultimately, what we understand from not only our own lives, but from the scripture as well, is that it is a test of our faith, and the depth of our faith when these challenges come into our lives. But even in the midst of the difficulty, no matter how great it can be, the loss of a relationship, the loss of someone we love, perhaps through death, or just, you know, you fill in the blank. You can put in any kind of, we call them sometimes death dealing. In other words, things that take away from our joy and things that take away from our peace. No matter what they are, if we are not careful, we will find ourselves staying rather than moving out of that pit. Now, don't get me wrong. It is important to be able to deal with the realities. It is important to be able to be honest about our feelings and so forth. All of that is important in the walk that we have, in the faith journey that we have with God. However, at the same time, you know, it's not a matter of either or, but it's a matter of both. So at the same time, we have to figure out, how can we be joyful even in the midst? And I want to suggest that Paul has given us the answer. He tells us to make our petitions to God with thanksgiving. I can do with a whole lot less stress in my life, and I know that you can too. And Paul is telling us the path to be able not to be anxious about everything, let every little thing upset us, or let the big things keep us you know, down or depressed, or whatever those kinds of feelings we might have. But that if we can stop and remember to give thanks in every situation and to pray about whatever it is that is going on, we will find our hearts are relieved. We will find ourselves in a place of peace. Sometimes we don't feel like doing that. Sometimes we don't want to do that. Sometimes we find ourselves, you know what that pity is? That pity is the place of the pity party, where it's me, myself, and I. And the three of us have a great time. But I want to suggest that rather than having that pity party with just the three of us, me, myself, and I, that we remember to give God thanks. And I recommend writing it down. Why do I recommend writing it down? So that we can go back and look at it when we have forgotten. So we can go back and look at what that blessing is. And, you know, it's amazing how this thing of life is set up, that even when we are in the midst of a trial, even when we are in the midst of the difficulty, if we look hard enough, if we reflect honestly, we will find that there is something to be grateful for. For example, if we have lost a loved one, and of course that causes, you know, hurt in our lives and sadness and loneliness and all of those kinds of feelings. But yet, if we can remember that the fact that that relationship was part of our lives and gave us so much joy and gave us so much, so many memories, if we can remember that, that can help to heal our hearts and move us out of the pit. You know, the writers tell us that when we are in those difficult places, when we're feeling down, when we're feeling depressed, that our vibrations, and we all vibrate, we don't realize that all of life vibrates, everything in the universe. It all has a vibration, whether we hear it or not. But in our own bodies, the scientists and so forth tell us that the vibrations are lower when we are in those places. And when we are uplifted, those vibrations go faster. And so what I want to suggest is that when we find ourselves in that difficult place, when we find ourselves in that pit, if we can remember to give thanks, we will find that our spirits are lifted. The scripture even tells us in Psalm 22, verse 3, that in other words, God inhabits our praise. If we can just think of a phrase or a word to say, if we can think perhaps of a song to sing, even when we're in the midst of those difficult times, even while we're in the pit, if we can just stop and remember to do that, take out the journal, take out a piece of paper and write down a word of thanksgiving. Though sometimes the situation may be such that all we can think of is to give thanks for life itself, or perhaps for blue skies and sunshine and nature and trees. You know, it might even be something as simple as that that can help move us into that higher vibration, that can move us out of that pit. But it is such an important part of life. I'm reminded that Rosanna Dana, the character that Gilda Radner played on Saturday Night Live when it started, I think it was back in the 70s maybe, but she had this character who would go on and on and on, and then toward the end she would say, always something. And we find out that that's a phrase that she got from her dad, who would say about life, it's always something. If it's not one thing, it's another. And so that is such a true phrase about life, that it is always something. We always have something to do, to deal with. As soon as we get one issue resolved or at least managed in our lives, here comes another. And then sometimes before we get a particular thing solved or managed, here comes another anyway. And so we're dealing with more than one, dealing with maybe several at the same time. But in the midst of all of that, I just want to remind us this morning of the importance of giving thanks. You know, when Jesus was on the cross, he said that first verse, "Oh, my God, why have you forsaken me?" But I imagine that he, even as he spoke those particular words, he knew that entire psalm, and he knew that God inhabited the praise, and perhaps even had that on his mind, even in that difficult time. What a wonderful thing it is. I love how it is. The psalmist, in one minute, he said in verse 1, my God, why have you forsaken me? And then as early as verse 3, has acknowledged that God inhabits our praise. So if we want to be close to God, if we want to move out of the pit, the thing for us to do is to give thanks. And the power of giving thanks is that it has, and when our spirits are uplifted, we can approach life, we can approach, make decisions with a clear mind, with a clear heart, with a clear spirit. So I encourage you in this season of Thanksgiving to take the gratitude plunge. And by that, I mean challenge yourself to find something every day to give God thanks for. And during this season of Thanksgiving, I encourage you every day to write down at least one thing that you have to be grateful for. Well, we thank you for listening, and we want you to know that God loves you more than you could ever imagine, that God wants good things for you more than you want them for yourself, that God loves you so much it will take God an entire eternity to give you all of the love that God has for you. So may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you. Know that God goes with you in your laughter and tears, in your joy and in your sorrow, each and every day, all along the way. Blessings to you all. Until the next time.
Okay, I did.
A breakthrough coming your way. It's a mighty move of God. It's gonna change your day. Signs and wonders, miracles to perform. God is gonna bless you for just holding on. Just hold on. Change is coming. I feel it in the air. It's in the atmosphere. Just hold on. God is on the way. Oh, yeah.